Oh, and here they go. It's a bad stampede, Marty.
Yeah.
I'll be right back. I'm going to get my ring.
Yeah. All right. Former National League umpire Eddie Montague is with us. You texted me this morning about the brothers. You had a couple of brothers who you suggest that maybe
Dizzy and Daffy. Of course, Siri spelled Daffy wrong. I was driving at the time.
Who's the best? What's the best brother combination?
Well, I think you probably hit it. I mean, unless we could really think. I mean, the DiMaggio's.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that was tops, and I can't think of it.
I would say you mentioned the Gwynns, Chris Gwynn and Tony Gwynn.
Sure. Chris and Tony. Of course, Tony had a Hall of Fame career.
Yeah.
And then you said the Perrys.
Now, Eddie, you umpired for, I would imagine, the Necros. You must have seen both the Necros.
Yeah, I had them both. Yeah.
Who had the better knuckleball?
I think Phil had the better knuckleball. I think Joe might have thrown a little harder.
Yeah.
You know, but every time I think of the knuckleball, I think of bobblehead day. That's what I felt like back there.
Yeah, I was going to say, what did you concentrate on this, Pat?
Sure.
What did you concentrate on when you had to call the knuckleball?
Well, I never really saw one until I got to the big leagues. And I was thinking, you know, you're dreading going out there and thinking, what's this going to be like? But the key is just focus on where the ball is coming in. Most of the time, it's a ball. They're going to swing at it. But the key is just timing. Set your timing and just focus on where that ball's coming across. I think probably the best knuckleball I ever saw in one game was Tim Wakefield in the playoffs when he was pitching for Pittsburgh. And Denver Don Slott was catching, and Donnie said that was the best he's ever seen. I mean, it was just dancing all over the place.
Catchers are very important for an umpire. You know, catchers move around a lot. It's trouble. I can imagine a catcher with a knuckleball, you know, getting in your way.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I didn't mind a knuckleball hitting me because it wasn't that hard. It was that Nolan Ryan fastball that got you.
Oh, I can imagine. Boy, Eddie Montague with us. Now, Pat was talking about this, and Pat, you can ask Eddie about celebrations that he may have been involved in. Did you watch them?
Did you like celebrations, or was it just keeping you from your job?
No, I enjoyed it. I mean, I liked watching. You know, I was at first base when Pete Rose broke Ty Cobb's record, and that was probably one of my favorite moments in baseball.
Sure.
And, you know, I was behind the plate when Lou Brock got his 3,000th hit, and Sosa hitting his 600th home run. I was behind that. Those are cool to be involved in something like that.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed them. And I used to go out before a game if they were honoring a player who was retiring. It depends, you know, Johnny Bench, I went out and watched when Johnny. And Johnny and I used to go back and forth, you know, fighting. But I appreciated what he did for the game and on the field. And when he retired, I went out and congratulated him for the game. And, you know, you just sit and I enjoyed that. I love the game.
Well, Ed's an old baseball fan. I mean, you grew up with the game, right? Selling them hot dogs and peanuts.
Plus his father signed Willie Mays.
Right. You know, yeah, so you grew up in the game, which I'd imagine a lot of umpires do, but it seems like you have a real kind of instinctual connection to baseball.
Yeah, it was great growing up, and I remember the stories and talking to Mike Murphy, and I remember when Eddie Logan was the clubhouse manager, and I used to come in as a little kid, and Eddie would open up the trunks and let us fill up our pockets with bubble gum and stuff like that, and running through the tunnels of Seal Stadium, and those are just great memories.
Yeah, that's what baseball is all about, you know, for people who are connected to the game. Let's go to Steve in El Cerrito. Steve, you're on with Pat, Eddie Montague, and me.
Hey, Steve.
Hi, guys. Nice to speak to you.
Sure.
I had a couple. One is the largest number of brothers to ever play in the major leagues.
Okay.
One is in the Hall of Fame. Do you know who I'm speaking of?
Now, we're talking of the largest aggregate number of brothers to play?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, goodness. I don't know.
What, like four brothers? Because they lose three of them, right?
Five brothers, the Delahanty brothers.
God, I was going to say that. I honestly was going to say that, but I couldn't think that they all were. But Ed is in.
Ed is in. He's the only one that's in.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you know, I was on it.
That was right on the tip of my tongue, Marty.
That's good knowledge, Steve.
Yeah.
Way to go, man.
All right, that's a good one. All right, that was Steve. I was going to say it.
The Delahansons.
Yeah, Delahanty.
Delahanty.
And I will tell you that Ed Delahanty was a tremendous player, turn of the century. And he was a drinker.
Did you see him play, Marty?
I did not see him play. I did not.
Arthur Miller did. He's got a painting of him.
I guarantee your father saw him play.
Yeah.
All right.
Played against him.
Turn of the century, Ed Delahanty is a very famous player.
Okay.
And as was wont to be in those days, people drank. And the players, you know, major league players in those days were rough and tumble players. You wouldn't want anything to do with them.
Sure.
So he was on the train going to from Pittsburgh to Cleveland or Washington, wherever he was going, and they went over to Niagara Falls. And he didn't make it over Niagara Falls. And the train came out of Niagara Falls. He wasn't on it anymore. And that was the end of Ed Delahanty.
Took a swan dive into the drink.
Well, for
literally.
Some particular reason, he didn't come through the trip.
Oh, man.
So that was the end of him. And he's Hall of Famer.
It's a lot different now. The players aren't drinking like they want. I mean, obviously, they don't even allow alcohol in the clubhouse anymore. But it's pretty rare that the guys are rough and tumble now. I think they're pretty much these. They're their own corporation almost with the amount of money that's being thrown around.
Oh, the world is different.
There was a wonderful quote from Scott Proctor who said that drinking in baseball is so different now because in the old days he'd have 6 beers in the clubhouse after the game, go to dinner and have 6 beers with dinner, and then his teammates would call him out to keep drinking afterwards. I don't see it like that anymore.
Yeah, that's why he went through alcohol rehab.
Okay, well,
that's and then he would call me if God forbid he was driving.
Need some help.
But it's a different world, and
sure.
We're more aware of the dangers of alcohol,
yeah.
And we should be.
Yeah.
You know, it's a different world, and so I respect that.
Sure,
Eddie. This weekend, how do you like the weekend so far? The ring ceremony today. Have you been? And I know you've so many ballparks, so many opening days. Have you seen a ring ceremony? I know you saw this one a couple years ago.
Yeah, I'm sure I have. Matter of fact, I think I was in St. Louis for their. Year to year, I mean, I remember certain things, but I don't remember too many ring ceremonies.
Yeah, you lose track of it.
Yeah, yeah.
And San Francisco does ceremony different than any other city.
Yes, they do.
Much grander and flamboyant.
Well, look at everybody today.
Yeah, so excited to be here. So
this is an exciting weekend. And like I was telling, saying to Marty, I said, I look forward to coming out to the ballpark here. This is exciting. I don't think I'd have the same enthusiasm if it was Candlestick Park.
Right.
I mean, I worked there as a vendor and grew up in that ballpark, but it was cold.
Yeah.
And this is kind of warm and cozy out here. Candlestick was cold.
All right. Brian from Cabo. He went on the trip with me to Cabo, and he works, a very good baseball fan, and he works over in Sausalito. He says, don't forget about the Boyers. Ken Boyer, Cleet Boyer, and Cloyd Boyer.
Wow.
Was the other one. Cloyd Boyer.
Ken, Cleet, and Cloyd.
Cloyd Boyer was the pitcher.
Ooh, should have remembered that with the Cardinals being in town today.
Yeah. And you must have seen Cleet at some point.
I had Ken when he was a manager.
Yeah.
So
good one. All right, Eddie, thank you.
Yeah, this has been a pleasure. It's always
good stuff.
It's Sunday morning with Eddie Montague.
Yeah, we're look, already coming. Ed, was there ever any our umpires that were brothers? Were the brother tandems working games?
Oh yeah, we've got John Hirschbeck and his brother Mark.
Okay,
we're working. We got the Welke brothers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good Tim
question.
And Bill right now have some father son combinations.
Sure.
The Gormans, Brian and Tom.
Okay.
Brian Runge, Paul Runge. There are a lot of families tied into this. The Wendelstedts, Harry and Hunter.
That's right. Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Good one. All right.
Yeah.
Nice to see you. We're going to do Sunday morning with Eddie Montague. I could see this. Bruce Jenkins is next. He's going to take some of his time away.
Yeah, that's good.
Thank you, Eddie.
All right, thanks again.
All right, that's Eddie Montague. All right.